60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, have you been to Vegas recently?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Definitely seems like now is the time to visit. And I'm not just saying that because Papa Roach has a short residency there right now.
Oh, wow. Papa Roach. Mm-hmm. Now that's a name.
Welcome back to 2004.
Uh-huh.
Because the other day, a tourist from Hawaii went to visit Las Vegas, and they became an instant millionaire.
What?
Yeah. Whoa.
They arrived in Vegas, checked into the Plaza Hotel and Casino, and then sat down to play some penny slots, and within the first 5 minutes,
oh my God,
they hit a $1 million jackpot.
With the penny slots?
Yeah, on the game Monopoly Millionaire.
Awesome.
The Monopoly ones are pretty cool.
I always play
the Monopoly, ones, yeah. Or the Price is Right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Either one.
The chance of winning the top prize on a penny slot machine are as low as 250,000 to 1.
Holy cow,
actually
that's
pretty
good.
Decent odds.
Wow.
And they got it in their first 5 minutes in Vegas.
What do you do? You go to Vegas, you have all this time, in 5 minutes you're a millionaire. Do you leave? Do you stay?
No, if it was you just put it all on black.
So many. All of them. All the million.
That's the right city.
Yeah, I think so. It's the place to do it. The crazy part is, it's not the only time it's happened in the last few months either. Back on Christmas Eve, the Cosmopolitan announced a woman won more than $1 million while playing the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Oh, that's another
fun
one.
That was really fun, too.
Yeah.
The casino didn't reveal the winner's name, but it did share how many spins it took her to win the prize.
How many?
The casino said the woman hit the jackpot on her 960th spin.
Oh, okay. Wow. I don't have the patience for that.
That's a long day of sitting at the slot machine.
She thought she was hallucinating at that point.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Vegas is practically giving away money.
Yeah.
Let's all go to Vegas and become millionaires.
Okay.
That's usually how it works.
Let's get out of here. Let's not even do the shot caller question.
Down.
Okay. All right, it's time for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffries come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. And if they get it wrong, get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 785-92. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And I got a Jeff wildcard pick today. So, Jeff, who do you want?
So we're going to go with Brooke.
All right.
I like your
Minnesota accent.
Okay. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Can you distinguish really good food from just an average meal?
Yeah.
Well, a recent online survey asked over 7,000 people to name the best chain restaurants in America.
Ooh.
And shocker, pretty much all the top answers were fast food joints. So clearly Americans have a type. And some of the restaurants that made the top five include Dairy Queen, Subway, and Wendy's. You have to name the other two famous chain restaurants that made the top five.
It doesn't have to be fast food. It could be like an Applebee's.
I mean, it could be, but I did say almost all of these are fast food.
Almost. That doesn't say all of them.
Well...
And there's two left.
Okay, do what you want to do, Brooke. I'm sorry. Don't listen to me.
Throwing it out there, all right? Oh, God, Jeffrey, you're exhausting. Now, I feel like In-N-Out, even though it's regional, is always at the top of these lists. But because it's regional, I don't think that as many people would vote for it.
I agree. I think,
Now, you have, like, McDonald's not being in there at all. And I think they've been really trying to revamp things over there. Like, make things more healthy and...
I think that's the obvious. It has to be one of them, McDonald's. Everything from shakes to the fries alone to the burgers. I mean, they've been around forever, too.
I will say there's no tacos in that list yet.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying.
Read the question one more time.
A recent online survey asked 7,000 people to name the best chain restaurants in America, and pretty much all the answers are fast food joints. Some of the restaurants that made the top five include Dairy Queen, Subway, and Wendy's. You have to name the other two that were in the top five.
If Wendy's is in, McDonald's has to be in.
I don't know that I agree with that.
I would say the one that I think is in there, it's fast food, but it's the healthiest, and it's
Panera Bread, one
of the fastest growing. Well, that's a good one, too, but I was thinking Chipotle, because it's one of the fastest rising, like in the last five.
But I don't think people say that it's their favorite anymore after all those sicknesses.
Oh, they did have a lot of bad press. That's right.
Yeah, they had a ton of bad press, which probably means they're the cleanest out of everybody now.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, I'm gonna go with Panera Bread because I think it makes people feel fancy.
Good.
And I'm gonna go with
Taco Bell or McDonald's.
Taco Bell.
Ooh.
A A recent survey found Americans' favorite chain restaurants. Out of the top five answers I gave you, Dairy Queen, Subway, and Wendy's, you had to tell me the other two. Turns out Americans enjoy Taco Bell ninth.
Oh!
But in the top five, they like the taste of Five Guys burgers and fries. Oh. They also can't get enough chicken from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Those are two places I still have not eaten at.
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A either.
Chick-fil-A is good, but I always forget they're closed on Sundays. And I always want to go there on a Sunday. And I would pull in, I'm like, wow, there's nobody in the drive-thru. Oh, wait, it's Sunday. Never mind. All right, you got it wrong. It's one of your High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. So you can sing that whenever you're ready.
High hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing.
Yeah.
Didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision. Always had high hopes.
Sounds like Michael Jackson almost.
Had to have high hopes for a living.
It's good.
Oh, wow.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.